And we're back with BRX Pro Tips. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, we spend a considerable amount of time talking about capitalizing, doubling down on your strengths, but we're not saying to ignore your weaknesses, right?
Right. You have to understand what your weak spots are and what your weaknesses are in order to kind of prevent yourself from making the same mistakes over and over again. So you can't grow until you identify what those weaknesses are and you put processes or people in place to help you minimize or alleviate them. That's the important lesson from this tip, because you should focus on your strength. That's where you should be spending your time for your learnings, but you have to know you have weaknesses and you have to put processes in place in order to get past the weaknesses. Because if you don't, you're just going to be making those same mistakes over and over again, and it just becomes Groundhog Day. So it's important to just say, okay, I'm not good at this, and I'm hiring this person to take care of that, or I'm putting in this automation to take care of that. Otherwise, you're going to just make the same mistakes over and over again. So that's my recommendation. Get clear on what those weaknesses are, and then delegate either automation or people to make them go away.
Well, that's an important distinction. I guess maybe this is coming from my own self-awareness that I hope is growing, but it's not, okay, there's a weakness, I'm going to go get better at that. That might be the choice, but really for you, the plan A on this is find a way to get it off of your plate, to delegate it, right?
Right. I mean, I'm not saying to abdicate it. I'm just saying to delegate it. So you're not ignoring it. You're just putting in a process in place that's going to make sure that that gets done, that something else is watching your back. So you don't have to spend the mental energy or time doing something you're not good at or you don't like doing, because you're not saying that that activity isn't important. You're saying it is important. You're just not good enough to do it. So find someone who is.
And now I can go double down on something that I do enjoy and that I am good at.
Right. Then you'll have growth.